The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.
Kick in, Brogdon, down the middle, three Lara players. Borchardt over the back, rides the bump, kick was smothered, still in the middle of the ground. And there's the siren. Lara wins, 14-11-95. Defeated St Albans 12-15-87 by 8 points here at Bisnell this afternoon.
And that is probably the loudest we have heard a crowd.
Yeah.
They are
going
post-win
off
this year. They have made
very
plenty
happy,
of noise
mate.
Underneath
very
that.
Happy. I think there'll be a party at Kirsch's tonight. Don't worry about St Joey's.
Well, Kirsch ain't home, so.
we'll have one anyway.
Plenty of noise underneath the shelters here at Lara this afternoon. They didn't deserve to be a loser. St Albans was so gritty all afternoon. They led by 18 points at the... I make it 9. Actually got to 19 points clear when Brock McDonald gold at the 7-minute mark. But we said Mitch Day would have his say, and he did. He kicked 2 of the last 4 as they turned a 19-point deficit into an 8-point win. 14-11-95, 12-15-87 in one of the best games we've called this year on K-Rock Footy. It might have been 11 versus 12, but geez, it was fun to watch. Plenty of entertainment as we go down to Chris Nichols, who's got Dylan Jose with him.
I've got Dylan Jose with me here, and congratulations, mate. After 4 goals, you're the Leopold Sporties Award winner tonight, mate. So, well, congratulations and a great win for the club today.
Yeah, it was really good. Good to fight back. It was a pretty long last quarter there, but we got in front when it mattered. So,
so they got out to 18 points and you kicked the last 4.
Yeah, there you go. I honestly wouldn't have had a clue what was going on out there, just trying to kick goals.
Congratulations, mate. Go and enjoy it. Good on you, mate.
Dylan Jose, our Leopold Sporties Player of the Day. Leopold Sporties, your complete family venue, Kensington Road in Leopold. I'm going to hand over to Jace Doherty, who's going to take over running the fifth quarter. I'm going to go down boundary side to take over from Chris Nichols because Nico's got other commitments this evening. I'm going to leave you in Jace's hands for the moment. Follow the boys down and hopefully get the song from the Lara Rooms and be talking very shortly with the coaches and some players as well here on Carrick Footy. Over to you, Jace.
Thanks, Kingy. Yes, fifth quarter. Thanks to the Sandman Mattress Factory. Sleep better with the Sandman's locally made two-sided mattresses made to outlast any other. We're going to go around the grounds. Thanks to Leopold Sporties. And we're also, as Kingy said, we're going to have the song and follow the players into the rooms. But take a breath, Kirsch.
Oh, well, it was actually entertaining game of football.
It was. Well, two evenly matched sides.
100%. We've had some dour games this year we've had to sort of endure. And, you know, that was an entertaining
they
game.
They both tried to win the game, which was good, wasn't it?
100%.
That was good.
That was an attacking game of get the ball into your forward half. That's what it was about today. And I thought we saw an entertaining game of football.
So the St Albans boys still out on the ground, unfortunately, going down this afternoon.
Look, they'll be disappointed. They'll be disappointed, Jace, but also, I guess, you know, it's about learning how to win too. Like when you're in positions to win games of footy and you're 14 points up deep in the game and how you sort of hold on and how you, at what point do you attack, at what point do you shut up shop, all that sort of thing. So they'll get a lot of learnings from this and I guess a lot of positives as well.
The Lara boys straight in the roots and Kingy's taken over from Chris Nichols, is following him down. Look at Kingy's out and about. Look at him. He loves it.
I love this. I've missed doing this, actually. It's quite fun being down boundary side. I hope I'm not too far away. It's very much in the bowels here. I'm going to probably struggle to get anywhere near the song based on the amount of people that are trying to get into the Lara rooms right now.
Well, their first win for quite a while. So
not many in there when they don't win.
Yeah, you've got to jump on when you can.
Oh,
and they've jumped on.
I've got in the rooms.
Get deep.
I'll see if I can keep signal.
Yes, here's we can still hear So there it is, the song from the rooms. Thanks to Kingy down there filling in for the Rock Dog. And it was Lara 14-11-95 that defeated St Albans 12-15-87. We'll take a break when we come back. Continue the fifth quarter. Thanks.
Just the tears and jubilation of football. We just heard the song and the celebrations. You've got Jacob Russell walking off the ground, in tears.
Yeah.
Absolutely in tears. They're consoling him. So that's what it means to different football clubs where they are in their stages of their development.
Yes, they've gone down today by 8 points at Auburn's, but they were brave, very brave. Lara got the chocolates this afternoon here at Bisinella Oval. We'll take a break when we come back. We'll have a round the grounds thanks to Leopold's boys. Whoa, a couple of massive games today. We can tell you the Leopold Lions are up and about. They've broken the streak.
You can hear them roaring from here.
Of St Mary's. We'll get to that and the other scores from the Ballerine and the GFL. And we'll also have, hopefully, Shane Stone, Alex Totoro, and we've already had the Leopold Sporties Player of the Day. That was Dylan Joseph, his 4 goals this afternoon. We'll take a break, and then we'll come back. And it's today's game fueled by APCO Cafe 24/7. We've got you. Live, breathe, K-Rock Football.
The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.